Now let's have a look at some VAT measures. Obviously, the real headline grabber in the emergency budget was the proposal to change the standard rate from 17.5% to 20%, but not until the 4th of January 2011. And that, of course, is quite cunningly selected because it protects Christmas shopping on the high street, and both punters and the high street feel the benefit of that, though not, of course, for the January sales. Perhaps they'll be advanced into December. And that's the only change to the rates and the scope of VAT. So all of the zero rates, the exemptions and the reduced rates are not affected by this change. Now, as you'd expect, there are some anti-forestalling measures in there, which is just a very posh way of saying that we don't want, we being HMRC, we don't want people to try and pop things into 17.5 when they should probably be in the 20%. But as far as I can see, having looked at these anti-forestalling measures, they are unlikely to apply to normal commercial practice. It's only when you're deliberately trying to manipulate them and overstretch the rules that the anti-forestalling measures come in. So if you normally take deposits before a job, then that, as far as I can see, is not going to be affected. Okay, that's the first point. And I think it's worth saying that that move was widely expected, and indeed from Danny Alexander, the Treasury Minister, a statement that this was unavoidable. Predictably, of course, the Lib Dems are not very happy with this move, but it does make firm sense from the government coffers' point of view. And it's predicted that this change will raise a whopping £50 billion over the next 5 years. And if you think that VAT going up from 17.5 to 20 is pretty draconian, I think it's worth pointing out that compared to other member states, the other 26 making 27 in total, the rates in the UK are not that high. Hungary, for example, springs to mind. That's got a standard rate of 25%. And France, I think, is 19.6. So all in all, the UK's new rate of 20% doesn't look that unreasonable. Okay, that's the headline rate. But of course, that has knock-on effects, doesn't it? As a result of these changes, the flat rate scheme, which an awful lot of AAT businesses that we're acting for will be on, that has to be amended. The details of these changes can be seen in Budget Notice 45. So in what way does the change from 17.5% to 20% affect the flat rate scheme? Well, the first thing, of course, is that it recalculates the percentages used to reflect that change. And we've got a new table that's been produced. And the ranges, as far as I can see, are between 4% and 14.5%. The 4% is for retailing food, confectionery, tobacco, newspapers, children's clothing, right up to what we do, which is accountancy and bookkeeping services at 14.5%. As you will recall, the VAT flat rate scheme was actually introduced back in 2002, and its aim was to simplify VAT businesses with small turnovers, that is up to £150,000. Now, that £150,000 is not going to be changed, but currently you have to leave the scheme if your tax-inclusive annual turnover exceeds £225,000. And as a result of the increase in the standard rate of VAT to 20%, this exit threshold is going to be increased to £230,000 to get the same effect. The last bit of VAT that I'd just like to spend a moment or two on are the new penalty regimes that are coming in to hit taxpayers who don't file their VAT returns on time or pay their VAT liabilities in full and on time. Now, this was something that was in the original FA 2010, or should I say Finance Bill 2010, but it was dropped in the wash-up when Parliament was dissolved before the general election, and as a result of that it has been put back in. So it's basically slightly old bit of news, but sort of reformatted, and you can see that in Budget Notice 37. So it's dividing it into two bits. It's effectively a reform of the penalty regime for late filing of returns and late payment of tax. And although we're only interested here in the VAT, it does apply to IPT, green taxes and excise duties as well. So what have we got then? We've got a sort of a variety of penalties, and it's going to knock it into two: late filing of the return itself and late payment of the tax. And very crudely, for a penalty for late filing, for example, quarterly VAT return, if it's a day late, there's going to be an immediate £100 penalty that's after the due date for filing, and that's independent of whether the tax has been paid. And that failure also sets up a penalty period of 1 year, and if there are further failures within that 1 year, then the fixed penalty escalates by £100 for each of these subsequent failures, up to a maximum of 400. So that doesn't look actually very nice. So it does mean that some of our clients that have got used to just sort of popping the return in probably on the day and a bit of tax here and a bit of tax there, and we do of course see those, they are going to be hit by this new penalty regime. And the penalties for late payments are something like this. When the taxpayer first pays late, there's no penalty, but that sets up another penalty period set for 1 year, and any further failures in respect of late payment within that year will attract a penalty of 2% of the unpaid tax, and then that goes up. As if there's a third failure, that goes up to 3%, and then finally up to 4%. And you've got the same basic shape for monthly returns as well. Although, of course, the reason that most people go onto monthly VAT returns is because they are repayment traders, larger farmers, exporters and so forth, and they're looking to have their money back more quickly. So there you go. There's a review of the VAT measures in the budget, and hopefully that'll be of some use.